Lou Reynolds, A Million Miles Away auf Flux FM, 15 Uhr und 22 Minuten und die Herrschaften von Wintersleep haben es geschafft. Yippie!
Was ist das für ein Radio?
Hello, my name is Billy McCarthy. I'm from the band Augustines. When I think about Flux FM, it gives me great joy because not only do they have impeccable taste in music, I feel that they're really there for artists. I've never felt alone in Berlin from the moment I came here because of the support that I felt from the radio station. It's a joy to see them at shows, to come down to the station, to hang out, look over the city, and just spend time with them because they're music first people. And it's really hard to find that these days.
100,6 Flux FM, die Alternative im Radio.
Wintersleep mit America auf Flux FM am Freitagnachmittag. Heute Abend spielt die Band aus Halifax in Kanada im schönen Privatclub und jetzt sind die Herren erstmal bei mir im Studio. Wir quatschen über Live-Sessions im Sonic Temple Studio und finden heraus, wie wichtig auch das Live-Austesten der neuen Songs für die aktuelle Platte war. Wir reden über eine circa einjährige Pause vom Business und die Auswirkungen derselben auf die Stimmung innerhalb der Band und wir besprechen noch vieles mehr. Ich begrüße Paul Murphy, Lowell Campbell und Scott Ramila. Hello!
Hi!
Hey!
Scott's in the back there. Waving at us. We have to tell that to people because radio listeners can't see what's happening. Scott's waving at us. Hey, Scott, back there. So how are you guys doing today? Where are you coming from, actually?
Where did we play last night? We played Munich.
We had kind of like an all-night drive here, basically. So we're a little bit tired right now.
And where are you going to play tomorrow?
We play in Dortmund for the Way Back When festival.
Yeah.
So that's going on tonight too, I think.
So you have to drive way back south again. It's a bit crazy. The itinerary is a bit crazy. Driving from Munich to Berlin, then from Berlin to Dortmund.
And then we go to Poland.
That's crazy.
It is crazy.
We're trying to in Canada, they have really long drives. So we try to simulate that wherever we go. It's okay. There's got to be another 6 hours somewhere.
If it's under 5 hours, I'm not going.
Yeah, exactly.
Play a solo show, Paul. I don't care. Cool. Congratulations on your newest LP, The Great Detachment. You've recorded this album live, whereas your 2012 album, Hello or Hum, was done piece by piece, instrument by instrument with Dave Friedman, right? It was more like an analytic way of recording. But this time, you went into the studio as a live band and recorded it live to tape as well. That's even more interesting. I think that's where the magic is happening, right? But when did you guys decide to work like that as a studio live band? Was it right after you finished working with Dave in 2012 or was it a bit later?
Well, I think it's like, that's kind of where we're comfortable. Like the first few records that we did that way. And then with Dave, it was kind of more out of necessity that we did it kind of not as a live band. Cause it was just me and Tim and Lowell that worked on that record. But then, we just kind of, that was one thing that we really wanted to capture on the Great Detachment. It was something that we sort of missed from the, Hello Hum.
Yeah. And a very good way to prepare for a live recording session is to play the songs live for a couple of times, right? Because then you know what you're doing when you're in the studio. You don't have to pay thousands of dollars per day to find out what you're going to do.
Yeah. And you get a sense of how they work live, if they work, because there's a bunch of songs, obviously, that we can't play live. So it's always good when you can actually perform them and the crowd responds well to them. So kind of gauge what's going to make it on the record.
Yeah, and you can fine tune those songs, right? We can use two or three more choruses in the end of the song because people, they have their lighters in their hands anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, totally. Like you get more comfortable with them that way too. Cause then when you're in the studio, you've done them live and you've kind of, they've been around for
Have there been songs that you played live and people like didn't react at all and you were like, no, let's not put that one on the record. I think this one, we failed with this one. wasn't it that hard?
I think there's one song from our very first record it's called Motion. Uh-huh. And it's like a really, really slow, kind of just like really slow song. It's like 8 minutes long. And after we played it, someone went, I want to kill myself.
Oh, no.
So that's the only time that really happened. But
Anyway. But I think that can be a disadvantage of road testing new material, because you tend to only use the upbeat material for the new record, right?
Yeah, yeah,
because
definitely, yeah.
Ballads, they take a little longer to get into the minds of the audiences, and then they be crying without wanting to kill themselves or something.
The ballad, there's a ballad, kind of ballady song called Shadowless on the record. Yeah. We actually didn't. We played it actually with Post Data, with Paul's project, before we did it with Wintersleep. Mm-hmm. And we didn't play that with the band arrangement before we went into the studio. But it's one of our greatest moments in our in the new batch of songs live. So you know, you can always surprise yourself.
there's one extra musician on the record who's not in the band. He's the bass player for a very famous other band, right? The bass player, Rush.
I forgot about that.
Cool. I was a bit scared, actually, when you looked at me like this. I was like, damn, my research is shit.
We Geddy Lee played on it from Rush.
That's crazy.
Pretty amazing.
And it started as a joke, right? You were
pretty much.
Oh, man, we need this fancy bass line. Let's call this guy from Rush. Yeah. And then one of your managers knew his number or something like that?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he was kind of in touch with their management. And he's like, well, the worst thing that could happen is he'll say no. Yeah. And then, like, luckily he'd actually, like, heard our band before. And he was, like, kind of stoked to do it. Stoked means excited.
Yeah.
That's a weird. Yeah, he was.
Sorry.
Yeah, but, so we got to collaborate a little bit with them, just back and forth. We didn't actually record with him in the studio, but, you know, he was nice enough to not just to, you know, to have a back and forth where he did like a few different interpretations of a bass line.
And then I read about a really long email in which he described how to put his bass line into that very song.
I
love that.
Like super technical email, like about big descriptions of each track of bass. It's like, it's really cool. It's super nerdy, but we're all into that stuff.
Yeah, so. You should print it out and frame it, maybe.
Yeah,
because
it's
part of the Wintersleep history now.
Yeah, and we actually have like a copy of like his original take that he did, like his very first pass, and it's like, it's pretty Rush.
Yeah. You know? there's this one math rock song on the Sleep album. Where does that come from?
It's like a mashup gone wrong. Like,
yeah. No, that's lovely, though. Another thing that I find interesting is that you guys kind of took a break from each other for a year or so. After having toured for so many years, you kind of took a break before you entered the studio. How important was that for the band, for the vibe within the band, because you guys have been around forever. I mean, some of you guys have been around each other forever. Let's put it way, because you were friends when you were like 5 years old.
Yeah, we didn't like take time off from each other. We took time off like touring.
Okay,
and like Paul and his wife had a son now.
Oh, so wow! Congratulations.
In that time, and we were writing
German-Canadian song.
Right. Exactly.
Cool. And we were writing and recording and demoing the new record in that time.
Okay.
So it was great because it gave us a lot of time to work on stuff in our own studio before we went into the studio, you know, to record it properly. Yeah. So, it was great.
Yeah.
It was, you know, I wish we had four years to make every record.
If young bands are listening right now, we can sum the whole thing up and say that you have to be well prepared if you want to record a live album. I mean, that's true, right?
If you don't want to waste your money in the studio,
Let's play a bit of table tennis for $500 an hour. Let's listen to another song of yours. Winter Sleep sind hier nochmal zu hören mit einer weiteren neuen Nummer. Und zwar hören wir an dieser Stelle das Stückchen Spirit auf Flux FM. Wintersleep auf Flux FM mit Spirit, ein weiterer Auszug aus ihrem tollen neuen Album The Great Detachment, das live aufgenommen wurde. Das haben wir vorhin schon ein bisschen besprochen, dass man für die Live-Aufnahmen durchaus auch gut vorbereitet ins Studio gehen sollte, wenn man nicht sein ganzes Geld aus dem Fenster werfen will. Now you recorded the whole thing, not only live, but live to tape. That's the real old school way of recording, and that's the way to go for a super crisp sound maybe as well, because you know the fact that if you distort a signal on a digital basis, it's
doesn't take it.
No, and it sounds shitty. You have to throw away the stuff that you record. But with the tape, if you go into the distorted area, it's like, it starts living.
Magic.
Yeah, it's magic.
Yeah, yeah. It's the first record we've done to tape, actually. Yeah. So
Was that intimidating, inspiring, or were you well prepared enough to not think about it too much?
Yeah, we just did like two or three takes of each song and just picked the best one because we were so well prepared and rehearsed for it. Yeah. So we were super comfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think like maybe a record like Hello Hum, it would have been a bit more taxing. Like you'd have like a room full of reels of tape with different takes and editing it together. But it's very comfortable.
Yeah. I think these old school machines, they have this certain life to them, right? You look at them and you'll be like, or sometimes you even know which bands have worked with that very machine. And sometimes you have the feeling that their spirit is in there still. You know?
Totally, yeah.
Like with the old consoles, when somebody says, you know that Jimi Hendrix recorded one song over this console, you'd be like, let's start recording right now.
Yeah, we did. One of the consoles on the record that we used was like, it's a Neve console. Yeah. And like a lot of Physical Graffiti was recorded on it, the Led Zeppelin record.
Wow.
And some NWA songs were mixed on it.
What?
So it's just got mojo. It's like super awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some people say that those consoles have a memory as well.
And yeah.
That some of the information that has gone through there must still be in there somehow.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's always those Neve consoles, right? Those old school consoles.
They're the best.
People knew what was good back in the days.
Yeah, those channels are amazing.
Yeah. The video to America, we've listened to the song before. It's amazing / terrifying. How did you come up with that idea? And does it only look like a high budget movie, or did you put some money into there? Because it looks almost too expensive for the times that we live in right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we tried to do it in America, actually, to film it in America, but it was the Canadian dollar at the time was just insane, so we ended up filming it in a very American looking town outside the outskirts of Hamilton, Ontario.
Cool.
And we got a grant for it, so the Canadian government helped us out to produce it. So and our friend Scott Cudmore has a brilliant mind for that sort of thing.
He
so.
Did a crazy job because once looking at that video, the song gets another meaning, and then especially the beginning before the song starts is super disturbing. It's really like, what are they trying to tell me? I'm confused, but in a good way, in a really good way. So what can people expect from tonight's show? You're going to play some of the old school hits as well, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to throw in a lot of stuff from... We have six albums now, so it's hard to pick, 16 songs to play in a night. But lots of new stuff, and it's going to be fun. We're looking forward to it.
Cool, cool, cool. So I want to wish you the best of luck for tonight's show, best of luck for the rest of the year. And as soon as you come back to Berlin, you visit me again.
Yeah, definitely.
Maybe we'll manage to...
We should do that.
Put you on the terrace.
We would love to do a performance next time. Yeah,
that would be cool, because some other Canadian bands have already done it, like the O'Kells. I just told you. You have to be the next Canadian band to play the Dachterrasse.
We will.
The terrace of Flux FM. So thank you for visiting. Have great fun at tonight's show. Say hi to the others. And let me give away some tickets real quick. 030-2000-9000 ist die Nummer zum Glück. Berlin 2000-9000, wer durchkommt, der steht auf der Gästeliste für Wintersleep heute Abend. Im Privatclub. Bye bye.
Thank you so much.